This is JIS News. Coming up, Farad Riverton City disposal site brought under control. Over 80,000 more persons to benefit from improved community infrastructure and government moving to finalize waste-to-energy policy. The news in detail after the break.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in St. James and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the Montego Bay Tax Office on March 17, 18 and 19 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
Now the news. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is reporting that the fire at the Riverton City Disposal site has been brought under control. This through the coordinated activities of the National Response Teams. The blaze at the landfill began early Sunday morning and prompted the response of various government entities and agencies. Meanwhile, Public Relations Officer Jamaica Fire Brigade Emilio Ebanks says fire personnel are still on the scene working to put out smaller pockets of fire.
We had two crews who fought the fire continuously through the night into this morning. We still have some persons out there because there are still pockets of fire which are causing some amount of smoke nuisance. And that is what we are trying to eradicate at this moment. The way landfills are compacted, it's difficult to see how quickly we'll be able to completely extinguish this fire. But the crews are going to be out there and they're going to continue working until the fire is extinguished.
Due to the reduction of smoke, schools in the surrounding areas have been advised that it is safe to open for normal operations. Over 80,000 more Jamaicans are to benefit from improved services, basic infrastructure and targeted crime and violence intervention under the Project for Integrated Community Development. The World Bank approved the $42 million project on Friday. The initiative is a continuation of the partnership between the government and the World Bank to upgrade some of the country's most vulnerable and volatile communities. It builds on the success of the Inner City Basic Services Project to address accelerating urban decay and declining citizen security. The project will be implemented in 18 vulnerable inner city communities by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. It will feature improved solid waste management services, street lighting, paved roads and drainage, and skills training. Also under the project, 10,000 residents are expected to be connected to the electricity grid and 1,200 families will have their piped water connections repaired. Junior Energy Minister Julian Robinson says the government is finalizing its waste-to-energy policy. Mr. Robinson says the development of the policy featured contribution from stakeholders from the National Solid Waste Management Authority and the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development.
And we have finally come to an understanding among all the agencies, and very shortly we will be going to the market for companies who want to provide waste-to-energy sources.
Minister Robinson was speaking at Jamalco's 2013 Milestone Awards dinner held at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel recently. 21 employees who have served Jamalco for 10 to 40 years were honored at the function. Energy from waste provides an affordable way of managing municipal solid waste that cannot be recycled or used in a composting program, but can be used to generate energy, thus contributing to energy security and a reduction in the country's energy bill. And Jamaica's drive to develop health tourism is to be boosted with the opening of a 22-room general hospital in Rose Hall, St. James. The state-of-the-art facility is being built by the Hospiton Group and is expected to be completed by the second half of 2015. The $20 million investment will provide medical services for Western Jamaica and the North Coast while targeting the tourism market. The full-service facility will be equipped with an image diagnosis center, surgical block, intensive care unit, clinical analysis lab, and a 24-hour emergency room. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeil and Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller have welcomed the Hospiton Group's investment, noting that the facility being constructed will be the first of its kind in the English-speaking Caribbean. Hospiton Group is an international network of private hospitals committed to providing high-level healthcare services. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.